the BiffNet Studios World Headquarters in Spring, Texas, it's Barry on Deck. Hosted by former ESPN Houston radio host and stand-up comedian Barry Laminack. Starring Oliver the Cat. Written by Barry Laminack. Produced by Barry Laminack. Directed by, you guessed it, Barry Laminack. Featuring sports, entertainment, special guests, film sessions, and some drinking. Okay, a lot of drinking. Viewer discretion is advised. And now, here's your host, Barry Laminack.
Ooh, what's up, you damn dirty deckheads? Welcome to Barry on Deck. I am your host, Barry Laminack. Thank you guys for being here. Today is Wednesday, April 24th, 2024. And this is episode number 781 of Barry on Deck. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the program. Hey, hello. Hi, how are you? Here we go. Alex and I'll be lurking. Going to start driving back. Oh, where are you heading? Where are you heading? Now headed to the Woodlands, only 2 hours away. Oh, damn. Where are you at, Alex? Where are you driving from? Why is there a slight echo? Echo. Is there an echo? I don't know. The good thing I have this around. Let's see. Echo. Is there an echo? I don't know. It's just for my phone. I got no echo. It wasn't my phone. Was it my phone? I guess it was. Maybe it was. All right. What's up? It's always got to be something. You guys have to, God bless it. You guys always have to say shit that doesn't exist. Problems that aren't there. Hey, what up, Shock? Oh, damn. Orange, Texas. Good times. Hey. Hi, how's it going? Good to see you. Thanks for being here. Good times ahead. We got some sports, some non-sports. We're going to have a good time today. Yeah! We are going to get into it. I've got a guest today planned for you in the third hour of the show. Really big show. Hey, Homo Astros fan. Sir, thank you for the 100 bits. Mimi! Oh my God, we got a Mimi sighting. Hello, Memester. How are you? Thank you for being here, Mimi. Good to see you, sweetie. Thank you for showing up. So good to have you. Yeah, we've got a fun show planned for you today. I say we. I have a fun show planned for you today. In the at 4 o'clock, I'm going to be joined by Kim Davis. If you have been around the sports scene here in Houston, Texas, you no doubt have heard of Kim Davis. She's a veteran sports journalist. The city of Houston, she's been on the front lines of sports, doing it big, 3+ decades in the city of Houston. She's worked some of the biggest events. Oh, Mimi, thank you for resubscribing, sweetie. Oh, 26 months. Can you believe it? Uh-oh. Why does it say reload player? Oh, that always freaks me out when that does it. Yeah, she's been doing it for 26, but she's been doing it 3+ decades. Yeah, she was first and currently only African-American female sportscaster in Houston. She's worked on NBC, ABC, CBS, Fox. She founded her own company, the Katie Company, in 2004, successfully serving as a VP for Super Bowl 38. So she's done a lot, and I've worked with her several times on the Isaiah Factor. When we do sports stuff, they will call me. I usually end up getting to work with Kim, so it's super dope. And I've been meaning and trying to get her on this show forever, and we have finally made it happen. So She'll be here today at 4 o'clock. Super excited about that. Going to get to know Kim a little bit better, introduce you guys to her. If you don't know who she is, some of you probably do already, because a lot of you guys have been sports fans for quite a while here in Houston. So you will get to know even better. You'll get to know Kim Davis. Now, also, I've got the results of yesterday's Deckhead Draft. We drafted sports NFL teams. Amos says she's been on before, right? No, never been on the show. This will be her first time. She has never been on the show, sir. That was the thing. As I've been trying to get her on here several times. She's been busy. I've been busy. Never couldn't make it happen. So Kim Davis is going to be here. Going to be cool. Or does it say reload playa? What? I need those big old school antennas on this van. For your internets. Internets. So we're going to look at the results of the Deckhead Draft. Okay? Because we put it on the poll we did the poll on the show yesterday. And then I took it to the Twitters. So if you weren't here yesterday, because it's NFL draft week, because the Texans released new uniforms yesterday, we went ahead and, you know, just trying to break up the monotony, have a little fun, or threw it together and decided, hell, you know what, let's do our own draft. So we drafted NFL uniforms. We drafted teams based on their NFL uniforms. We had the draft yesterday, 8 rounds. We had 4 contestants, Christopher Mina, the real Lisa drafted Eric Resendez and truck driver Pookie. And between all of them, what's up, Jesus? Between all of them, we drafted all 32 teams. And I have the results of the poll. We let the people pick the winner. And the winner will get a $10 Amazon gift card. So I have your results. And we will announce those in a little bit. And we're going to do a new draft today. Yes, we're going to do a draft today and we're going to do a draft tomorrow. Today's draft, not going to be quite as long as yesterday's Deckhead Draft. Today's Deckhead Draft, we're going to be drafting the all Deckhead drinking team. We're going to do it, y'all. Yeah, baby, we going to do it. And there's going to be some hurt feelings in this bitch. Emotional damage. Yeah, we're going to get some hurt feelings up in this bitch. What up, Perry? What up, Cisco? Good to see you guys. What's up, Ian? Yeah, Mark said, let's go! Some people going to get forgot. Some people going to get picked that shouldn't be picked. It's going to be some hurt feelings in this bitch, and I'm here for it. I'm at Barry number one back in the day when we started. I sure was. Ian said, the what? Yeah, so we're going to, my feelings were hurt during yesterday's draft. Why? Because you're stupid ass Bears? The Bears were taken in the last round, third to last pick in the draft. The only two teams that were drafted after the Bears in the inaugural Deckhead Draft was Washington and Indy, which I'm honestly the Colts unis aren't that bad. Okay, so Mina said, Jesus, this is gonna get ugly. Oh yeah, it is. So we're gonna do that draft. I'm going to accept volunteers here in a little bit. I just like we did yesterday, I'm gonna pick I'm going to pick names and we'll do the draft. It might only be 2 or 3 people and it's going to be quick. It's going to be like, you know, 4 rounds, 5. It ain't going to be more than 8 rounds like we did yesterday. It's going to be, you know, 10, 15 seconds at the most, and that's it. So today's draft, it's Deckhead versus Deckhead, and you're drafting the all Deckhead drinking team. Going to get to that today. We've got sports headlines, got the results of yesterday's draft. I do have some other sports stuff to discuss. Plus, again, my guest today, Kim Davis, going to be joining me in the 4 o'clock hour. So without further ado, folks, I got nothing else to discuss or cover. Let's get into it, ladies and gentlemen. All right, here are your sports headlines for the day. Shit, that's what I was going to fix. That stupid-ass crawl is so slow. Here's sports headlines for the day. Big news. Bigly news. It's so bigly. Bigly news out of college football. They're finally doing something right. They are finally getting it right. They are giving Reggie Bush his They're giving Reggie Bush his Heisman back. It only took 14 years after they stripped it from him, but they're going and they're giving Reggie Bush his Heisman back. And by God, it's about time. They basically said, well, you know, the landscape has changed. The landscape is different. It's changed. As the Heisman Trust decision came, comes after Bush forfeited his Heisman in 2010. But it says, the quote, personally, I'm thrilled to reunite with my fellow Heisman winners and be a part of the storied legacy. I also look forward to working together with the Heisman Trust to advance the values and mission of the organization. So apparently that was a prepared statement. Hey, Reggie Bush don't talk like that. Okay. Can we just, first of all, Reggie Bush don't talk. Reggie Bush isn't getting on a microphone and going, I also look forward to working together with the Heisman Trust to advance the values and mission of the organization. Nobody talks like that. You know who talks like that? PR people. That's who talks like that. Jimmy's and Joe's and regular folks, we don't talk like that. He don't talk like that. But the landscape is what they said. The landscape of the whole deal has changed. It says, as rules allowing athletes to be compensated for the name, image, and likeness were enacted in 2021, Bush began lobbying for his trophy. And I guarantee you that was part of it. Hey, give it back to me and I'll be a champion for whatever causes you want as far as how to do things the right and proper way. And look... It only made sense, right? If you're being punished for something that is okay now, it's like, think of it this way, right? The way I look at it is, if they went out and made weed legal, if universally across the board, just flat out across the board, everyone was like, hey, weed's legal. It's no longer a crime to get high, to have weed or whatever. That's it. It's not everyone that's locked up for weed should be let out. That what was once a crime is not a crime. It's kind of the same thing. If you're sitting in the Harris County jail, spending all my little time. Anybody remember that? Who's that? Oh, shit. Oh, Timby 3. Oh, man. Why am I blanking on the name? That was my dude. Oh, my God. It was, oh, God. I can't believe I'm not remembering his name. I keep wanting to say Ed OG and the Bulldogs, but them boys was from Boston. Timby 3. Something Styles. OG Styles, yeah. Yeah, PB Dubs. Funky Toes was everywhere. That was the song back in the day. Anyways, if it's no longer a crime, not street military. What up, hooligan? No, it was, OG Styles. OG Styles. Yeah, it was OG Styles. Not the convicts. OG Styles. Boss and E. E and Boss. So it was OG Styles. So yeah, but if you know, if they made weed legal, same thing. And that's where we're at with the Heisman, right? They let Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame. No, they didn't. No, they didn't. I don't know. Reggie is pretty square these days. Yeah, that's probably true. That's racist. I'm out of here. It's not racist. Damn, I forgot they did that. What? You forgot they did what, FJ? What'd you forget they did? What did you forget they had did? What did you forget they had did? NCAA is trash along with the Power Five. Perry said, I just said stick that trophy up your ass. You know what's funny? As soon as they announced it, you know what everybody's tweet was? Great. Now that he has it back, he can give that trophy to Vince Young, who deserved it. Look, you get no argument from me. Oh, Shock says, neat, now that Pete Rose, now put, Chuck, did you say now put Pete Rose into the Hall of Fame? Well, gambling isn't legal in baseball, though. Gambling's not legal in baseball. Why? Reggie or VY would have been the right choice. Yeah, if you think back to it, though, a lot of people feel like VY should have won that, especially after their matchup in the Rose Bowl. But, you know, you don't vote on that trophy in bowl games. That's not how that works. So, nonetheless, Reggie Bush is once again a Heisman Trophy winner. Now, the funny thing about it, let's be real, is they might have stripped him of the trophy. Didn't mean he didn't win it. You know what I mean? Like, it didn't mean he didn't win it. But he won it. You didn't recognize it. He couldn't hang out with his fellow Heismaners. He couldn't make fancy commercials and be in the Heisman house and be at the Heisman ceremony. But that didn't mean he didn't win it. He won it. He absolutely won it. There's nothing you could do about that. Too late. Just because he sold some jerseys that he signed or whatever the hell it was, it's stupid. Had nothing to do with anything on the field. Which is part of why they got back to it. They gave it back to him. And the difference, though, with Pete Rose, just since we're on the topic real quick, you start gambling, the implications are you throwing games? Are you manipulating the outcome of games on the field that could affect the integrity of the games? Signing some jerseys for some cash does not affect the outcome of games or your performance. It just puts money in your pocket. In fact, if you're signing jerseys and making money off your name, image, and likeness, you're going out and trying to ball out of control. It just makes you better. You're trying to get all the cash you can. That's motivation, baby. So, it's a lot different than Pete Rose. All things considered. So, anyways. I need a map like a... I sure would like it. I sure would like it. Jet said, damn, my phone is buffering. Close it and reopen it. Or if you need to, you might have to update. Update. You may have to update the, what's it called? The application. I actually had to update mine and put a little love in your heart. Oh, that was weird. It made Barry sound like Porky Pig. Abadi, 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 abadi. Now, does USC get those 14 wins and championship back in the record books? That's a good question, Amos. That's a real good question. Huh. I would suspect so, right? I mean, if you're going to give him the Heisman back, you're forgiving him of his sins. That would lead me to believe that you were saying that, yes, he can. So you were saying you forgive him. So you're saying you forgive the team. I don't know. That's a good question. I would be really interested to see if they do. really interested. What the frick is happening here? I don't know what's going on over here, guys. I'm sorry. This is weird. Something's going on with my... Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. Huh. Oh, okay. Okay, that was weird. Hey, what up, Aaron? Good to see you, buddy. USC headed into the Big Ten Conference. Holy shit, I'm on Ross St. Brown. God bless you, D-Mata. You're the new Ian. Oh, Jet said I just left the gym's Wi-Fi. That'll do it too, Jet, when you switch from like one Wi-Fi to the whatever. Yeah, that'll do it. USC headed to the Big Ten. Let's see. Aaron said, wasn't the whole issue that USC as a school was paying them with a house and stuff? Current NIL doesn't let the school directly pay you. A booster pays the players. Yeah, you can't. The school can't pay you because that makes you an employee. But you can get, yeah, you can get advertising deals or whatever from boosters. But I don't remember. No, I thought it was, I don't think that was the deal. I don't remember now. Let's see what the article says. Bush received the Heisman Trophy in the previous. Let's see. For UFC, which included Bush receiving improper benefits during a Trojan career that spanned 2003 to 2005. Oh, maybe it did. Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to go back and look. Because that is a good point. If this doesn't directly fall under the NIL landscape, then, yeah, that would be different. Although, yeah, I don't know. I would have to go back and look. Yeah, I'd have to go back and look. That's just a lot of money for someone I never heard of. You never heard of Amon-Ra St. Brown, bro? Mm-hmm. Well, we'll get to his deal in just a second. Let me get through these. He basically got approved for a home loan because he was Reggie Bush. Oh, well, that's not the same. Let me see. Let me look it up. Let me go to his. I bet his wiki page has it, right? Wiki pages have everything. That's why I'm glad I don't have a wiki page, by the way. I'm glad I don't have a wiki page because your wiki page, man, your wiki page has all the dirt. All the badness. You don't want that wiki page, baby. Make you look terrible. Let's see. College career. Legacy. NCAA investigation of lawsuits. Missed the report. The Heisman will be stripped. Judge Wendell said the school would remove from its facilities all jerseys. This is more for let's see. Sports agent Lloyd Lake sued Bush and his family in November in an effort to recoup $291,000 in cash and gifts. Oh. 2006 report surfaced raising questions about whether Bush's family received gifts in violation of NCAA policies. The school requested that the conference investigate the matter, and Bush denied any impropriety. April 2009, Los Angeles Times reported the NCAA had merged its investigation of Bush and former USC basketball player O.J. Mayo into a single probe of the Trojans athletic program. Later, it was announced that Bush had lost his bid for confidential arbitration in the matter. On June 10, 2010, the NCAA announced major sanctions against USC. NCAA found Bush had received lavish gifts from Lake and his partner, Michaels. What? You named your kid Michael Michaels? Hello, I'm Lammy Laminack. It's nice to meet you.
Smitherson. Who's naming their kid Michael Michaels? What is that? Okay, from now on, everybody's getting called by their name. All right? It's just what we're doing now. Michael Michaels has started a new trend. So we're all dealing with it from now on. I mean, CeCe's kind of already been rolling with it. She's CeCe. But everybody else, start dealing with it, Denny Denson. Collins. That's right. Collie Collins. Colin Collins. Jimmy James in news radio. Yeah, Jimmy James. There you go. Jimmy James. My bad. I said Jimmy James. I knew a comic. He went by Jimmy James. He's basically got all right, so where are we going? We're going with I'm Denson two times. Yeah, Denny Denson. We got Colin Collins. Denny Denson. Who else we got in here? we got Matt Mata. Jetty McJetterson. Yeah. Marshall. Hey, there you go. Dorier. No, not John Johnson. No, you don't get that. It's your last name twice. John Dorier. Jetty Jet. That's it. Roger Rogers. That's it. I love it. Taylors. This is so fantastic. We're all going by our last name twice. This is fantastic. Leba Shock. Ray Rabel. It's so stupid. That's the stupidest name ever. It really is the stupidest name ever.
Hi, how's it going? I'm Michael Michaels.
Are you now? What's your middle name?
Mike.
What?
I'm Michael Mike Michaels.
How is your name Michael Mike Michaels?
I, the third.
What?
Hello, I'm Michael Mike Michaels the third.
Holy shit, there's three of you?
That's right. And if me and my wife are having a boy,
oh boy. Jeff is Bell.
Yeah, it's like Bowl.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You're like Bowl, Jeff. You're Jeff Bell. Ah, that's great, Bella Bell. Christopher Mina called him Bella Bell. Villanueva. That's it. There you go. We got two Villanuevas. Perry is Joe Jones. Pookie McPookerson. This is so great. No, you're not DD. You're Doe Dorier. No, bitch. Don't be trying to get out of it with DD. Kiss my ass, Double D. I don't think so. Oh, my God. Mina. We got Mina over here.
He's like, what?
Yeah, that's right. Mina.
Sounds like a B&B, Alex.
Yeah. Oh, welcome to the Villa Villanueva. That's good times. All right, let's focus. Let's get back to the shit here. So Mike Michaels. Oh, some of the things included a limousine ride. Ooh, what? To the Heisman Trophy presentation. As a result, USC was given 4 years probation. Trojans were also banned from bowl games in 2010. Running back coach Todd McNair was banned from off-campus recruiting for a year. Bush's dealings with agents. McNair sued the NCAA for damages related to his dismissal. NCAA determined that, given Bush's high-profile status, USC should have invested more effort in monitoring Bush's relationship. In 2010, incoming president Max Nikias. Not doing that one. I'm not doing I'm not doing Nickius. Y'all aren't getting me canceled. Nope. Said the school would remove from its facilities all jerseys and murals displayed in Bush's honor. But I don't even see what else, like, it, bro, if the most egregious thing listed is a limousine ride, really? I'll say this, if he was given, like, a home and shit like that from the university, I don't think the NCAA would be giving back his Heisman. It sounds like a lot of what he got was from his agents, and the school was just like, oh, okay, you happy? That's good. That's what it sounds like. So, there you go. If your name is initials, you get a waiver. No, John Dorier said, if it's CC, then why can't DD work? No. Barry said, I love it here. Jen is John Jones. Yeah, if Perry is Joe Jones, so Jen's gonna be John Jones. I like it. Abba Abarka. Ooh, nice, Cisco. Abba Abarka. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. And no, John, CeCe said her name's not, it's Colin Collins. We already said that. She's not going by CeCe. She's going by Colin Collins. Scroll down, dumbass. Look. Are you even listening right there, dumbass? Look at your screen. Look. Colin Collins. That's it. Somebody time his stupid ass out for not paying attention. No, don't. I'm just kidding. Because somebody will. CeCe be like, bet. Boom. I'm just kidding. Don't. Don't, CeCe. CeCe, boy, I can't even joke. CeCe will do it. See, I can't even play. I'm going zip for now. What? Oh. Ian's about to start rattling off more headlines. Flip said so vicious. Hey, hey, hey. Yeah, if your name is initials, you get a waiver. No, you don't. Barry on Deck, where you can miss 2 minutes of the show and come back and have no clue what's happening. Well, what is this, your first day at the show? All right, can we please, for the love of God, can we get back to the show? The Bengals have picked up their fifth-year option on receiver Ja'Marr Chase. Yeah. You maybe, you know, probably should have done that a little sooner. And hey, wouldn't it have been smart to maybe, oh, I don't know, maybe you could have got in and started negotiating with him on an extension. Like ASAP. Because, you know, screwed the pooch. The Detroit Lions, the Lions have gone out and they've signed two players to extensions. They've reached deals with both Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell. Four-year deals with both. And the deals are interesting because it's wild that, you know, you've got one, a dynamic wide receiver who got absolutely paid, and a left tackle who also got absolutely paid. Amon-Ra St. Brown's deal, $120 million extension over 4 years. $77 million guaranteed. That is now the largest guaranteed contract for a wide receiver in NFL history, which is why if you're the Bengals, you might have wanted to jump on that because now Ja'Marr Chase is going to be like, hey, I think the number was, there it is. Amon-Ra St. Brown got $77 million. Cooper Kupp had the previous largest guarantee at 75. So you know Ja'Marr Chase is going to be like, yeah, well, Amon-Ra St. Brown got $2 million more guaranteed than Cooper Kupp, so let's go on and do 79, but, you know, 79 is such an ugly number, why don't we just round it up to 80? So let's go $80 million guaranteed over 4 years. So Amon-Ra St. Brown gets 120 million guarantee or 120 million $120 million extension over 4 years, 77 million guaranteed. Don't feel bad for Penei Sewell only getting $112 million over 4 years because his guarantee was more than Amon-Ra St. Brown, even though the contract itself was less. He got $85 million guaranteed. So I ask you, chat. Oh, that's not it. Which would you rather have? Would you rather have more money over 4 years but less guaranteed? Or would you rather have more guaranteed but less over the 4 years? So would you rather have 120 million over 4 years and 77 guaranteed, or 112 over 4 years but 85 guaranteed? Is that what I said? Yeah, 85 million guaranteed. And that 100 and that 28 million average annual salary is in his contract is also the largest for an offensive lineman. Yep. So Penei Sewell now the offensive tackle for the Detroit Lions. So Lions just spent a crap ton of money, but you know what? Got to pay the folks that that get you there, and both of those dudes are dynamic. So, yeah, I don't know. I think I would rather, especially in the NFL, give me my guarantee. Give me my guarantee. Yeah, and Amos said, let me get that 85 player. I might quit in 3 years. Well, yeah, that's part of it. And then it's the NFL, right? It's a more dangerous league. You never know if you're going to get rolled up on, especially as an O lineman. You're down there in the trenches blocking. You never know when a tight end's going to roll up on you. You never know when a running back's going to come running up your back, and you know, knee injuries and everything else. Man, guaranteed money versus potential money, right? So you think about it. It's 8 more million guaranteed, but 8 less million over the life of the deal. Huh. Yeah, I'll take the 8 more million that I know I'm going to make. Even if I make 8 million less over the life of a deal, because I know I'm guaranteed no matter what. Because my dumb ass, man, let me tell you something. Just in my dealings with stand-up comedy over the last 11 years, you know, I'll book a show and they'll be like, all right, so I'll pay you X amount of dollars. I'll give you, we'll just use round numbers here. And look, the numbers I'm going to throw out, don't think that this is all the time. Don't be like, oh man, Barry's rich. So I'm just giving you one example, okay? This is not every gig, every time, all right? But like, you know, one gig, they were like, all right, so we'll give you $100. And then if we sell out, we'll give you a bonus of $50. So I've never, ever have I, and that'll happen a lot of times where people be like, well, if this occurs, if we sell this many tickets or if we do this kind of deal or whatever, especially if you're headlining a club, like I just booked a club for July where they were like, all right, here's your base. This is what you're guaranteed to make for the weekend. But if you sell X amount of tickets, we're going to give you this bonus, and that's per show. So let's just say it's like, oh, you know, if you sell 150 tickets, we'll give you an extra $500 per show. So, you know, Thursday night, you sell 150 tickets, that's $500. If you sell 150 tickets on Friday, Early show, $500. 150 tickets, Friday late show, $500. So, yeah, if you have five shows and each show you sell 150 tickets, that's an extra $2,500 for the weekend. So that's, I've never in 11 years have I ever sat down and went, okay, if I'm making $2,500 for the weekend guaranteed, I can just go ahead and count on that $2,500 bonus. Hell no. Hell no. Do you know how many times I've actually, I would say in over a decade in this business, I would say I've gotten whatever bonus or shit that I've been, that's either been in the contract or part of the deal. I'd say I've hit that or seen it maybe 30, 35% of the time. This doesn't happen. So in the NFL, I'm sure those guys get it more, but I ain't counting on that. I ain't doing that. Yeah, Mina said, one hit away from a career ender. I'll take it up front. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Hey, what up, Joe Pro? Yo, Jesus showed up. What's up, Jesus? Good to see you, buddy. So Lamb should get even more too. Yes. Yes. Absolutely. Yeah, Alex said he'd take the 85. Yeah, everybody's taking the 85 guaranteed. Yep. Yep, yep. What's up, Justin? Good to see you, buddy. I want real money, not maybe money. Facts, man. What the fuck is in my mouth? Well, I'm so glad I'm not on the usual suspects. That would have been a drop. That would immediately have been clipped. And a drop. Rudy Rod, he is risen. Joe Bro said, I don't trust Wikipedia during the sports riot era. I changed the Houston Texans wiki to read John Wessling, fat kicker position coach. And it stayed there for a while. That's fantastic, Joe Bro. They don't give a shit. Clarence said, Jesus, Jesus. Hey, what's up, Jesus, Jesus? No, that's his first name, not his last name. It's last name. Oh, yeah, shit, I forgot. I almost forgot. It's not Justin Swinford. It's Swin Swinford. Hey, what's up, Swin Swinford? Good to see you, buddy. I almost forgot. What's up, Joe Pro? How are you? Oh, look, guys. There goes Rodri Rodriguez. Hello. How are you? Oh, good times. Good times had by... Oh, it's Pro. Yes, exactly. It's Pro. Yes. What is, shit, where'd it go? Where did it go? Damn it. Let's see. Oh, shit, I lost it. All right. It's the same with the lotto. Get your money in run. Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Yeah. CeCe said I've grown accustomed to my poorness. I'm fine. True that. First one of you calls me JoJo, I'm slapping the smell out of your mouth. Shut up, Clarence! Damn it! Clarence says you don't need to be on the suspects to get clipped. Ah, I forgot about that. I done forgot about it. Oh, shit. I heard Total Dallas say it. That's not true. He's a liar. He's a damn lie. He's a damn lie, guys. Christopher Mina said, did you get a tattoo? Y78? Yes, I did get a tattoo. Y78. That is, yes, I did get a tattoo. It is the location of my dad's grave at the Veterans Cemetery. Dumas, that's a bunch of bullshit. Bluey has been canceled. I don't even know what Bluey is. I don't even know what that is. Oh, look at Heartthrob testing the waters. Oh, yeah, Joe Pro, you done screwed up, bro. Do you not know what this community is? As soon as you say, don't call me that,
That's the first thing everybody's going to do is call you that. You done messed up. You done messed it up, bro. Boy, you done messed up. Here's your other headline. So, yeah, Amon-Ra St. Brown and Penei Sewell taken care of by the Lions. Let's see. What did I miss? Lions can now turn their attention to getting an extension done with Goff. Goff is entering the final year of his deal. A deal with Goff is not imminent, a source told Schefter. Amon-Ra St. Brown's 24. He was selected as a first-team All-Pro last season. See, that's the thing I think some people that maybe don't pay attention get a little confused, right? Sometimes you see Pro Bowl, and I think the average person thinks, oh, Pro Bowl, All-Pro, same thing, and it's really not. It's a huge difference between the two. Pro Bowl is like, eh. All-Pro is a big deal. First-team All-Pro is a huge deal. That's a big deal. When you see a guy who's first team all pro, that's a legit thing. Pro Bowls, that don't mean shit to me. You see a guy making a Pro Bowl, it's like, whatever. Penei Sewell, 23, also selected as a first team all pro. This is also why these guys got the deals they got. He and St. Brown became the Lions' first two offensive players to make first team all pro since 97. Both he and St. Brown have been selected to the past two Pro Bowls. Sewell joined the Lomas Browns, the only Lions offensive tackle to have been named to the Pro Bowl in consecutive seasons. Yada, yada, yada. Whatever, whatever, whatever. Okay. Get off my page. And then the last thing on the list. I would have been surprised to learn otherwise, but sources are saying that the Steelers are not expected to pick up Justin Fields' option. What? You don't say. I mean, look, it's not a shock. It's not that big of a deal. Why would they? Would you? No. It's not a big deal. It's Justin Fields. It's there's a reason he's there. They also said they're, you know, I mean, Russell Wilson's in the final year of his deal. Don't expect either of those guys back with the Steelers. Expect Fields to try to latch on somewhere as a backup. And quite honestly, expect Russell Wilson to maybe do the same thing. Now, you might find Russell Wilson picking up a job somewhere on a team that's, you know, kind of in a transition period. I think Russell Wilson is about to enter his intelligent Viking phase. You know what I mean? He's about to enter that, hey, just let's bring him in and go 500 phase. Why am I blanking on his name? I call him the intelligent Viking and I can't remember his damn name. Why can't I remember his name? Fitzpatrick. Thank you. You guys get it. Yeah. Journeyman phase. That's exactly right, people dubs. Yeah. Ryan Fitzpatrick. Yeah. That's where he's headed. It makes sense, right? So maybe a team like the Bucks, if Baker Mayfield moves on, maybe a team that's just floundering a bit until they figure out their rebuild direction or whatever. So that's what I think we can expect from Russ for the remainder of his career. Sadly, and it just sucks because Russ's peak was phenomenal. But man, as my buddy Jimmy Jam said back in the day, the descent was swift. Amos said, if I'm Russ and I get cut, nah, next season, I'm going to see what's up with the Rangers. No. That ain't now. He ain't doing that.
I could see Russ. Yeah, maybe Russ can do commercials. I would see him in the booth one day. Not in the booth or in the studio. 100%. 100% he could do that. All right, there's your sports headlines for the day. Time for me to update you. And we've got to get to it here in just a second. Real quick, I'm going to update you on the draft. On the Deckhead draft here in just a sec. Just a smidge here. I saw this tweet, y'all. This was hilarious. You know, it's draft week and everybody is... Oh, wow. This is crazy. Some people are... this one guy tweeted out... ages at like old dudes, how old guys are at the draft, right? Maybe Russ can do, who's picking? I haven't decided yet. We haven't done that yet. We're going to do that at probably at about 3:25. So coming up in about 10, 15 minutes, we're going to pick and do the draft. But I wanted to show you this tweet real fast. I thought this was kind of funny. This dude, Jason Lisk, he said, going back to the 2010 draft, here are the oldest QBs to go in the first round and this year's candidates with age on May 1st. So Whedon was 28 and a half years old. Nix will be 24. Penix will be 24. Pickett was 23.9 years old. Tannehill was 23. Burrow was 23. Jane Daniels will be 23. Ponder, Mayfield, Locker, Mac Jones was 22. Trubisky, Tim Tebow. So there you see Carson Wentz was 23. Joe Burrow. So there you see some of the names, right? But check this out. This dude, Chase Snyder, I thought this was hilarious. Let me zoom in here a little bit. He said, reminder that, get out of the way. Reminder that Jaden Daniels has been in college so long that he threw a touchdown pass to Brandon Ayuk over Demondor Lenore to beat Justin Herbert's Oregon Ducks pre-COVID. Objectively hilarious clip. Does that not sound insanely old at this point? Jaden Daniels, who is coming out in this year's draft, has been in college so long that he threw a touchdown pass to Brandon Ayuk over Demondor Lenore to beat Justin Herbert pre-COVID. Blah, 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 blah. What? Yo, that's crazy. That's crazy. That's wild. And I'm not going to run the clip because then YouTube will be a bitch about it. Okay. Hey, look at Kim. Let's go, Kim. Let's go. All right. Kim Davis, by the way, reminder, Kim Davis is going to be joining me at 4 o'clock. Kim Davis is going to be popping on at 4 o'clock, hanging out with us for the final hour of the show. Really big show. So I just thought that was funny. I wanted to share it with you. Interesting. Joe Pro says, interesting. Burrow, the most successful on that list. Yeah, that's a good question. Let's see. Reopen, close tab. Kind of has to be, right? Let me go back to the list here. There's the list. Yeah, by far. It's Burrow, and then, gosh, it'd be Wentz next, and then maybe Tannehill, and then, yeah, I think it would be Burrow, Wentz, maybe Mayfield and Tannehill, but definitely Burrow. He's the most successful by far. But I think that second grouping is obviously Wentz and then Tannehill and Mayfield. Maybe Mayfield and then Tannehill. I don't know. All the top QBs are 5th and 6th year seniors outside of the guy from North Carolina. Was it Chris Winkie? Chris Winkie old too. Oh, dude, you're right, Perry. Look at that. Y'all trying to confuse me? I see y'all working. Perry and Amos going back-to-back chats, testing me. If Jen was here, she'd be so proud. Can't be doing that, fellas. Can't be doing that. That's a really good point, Perry. Let's look up Chris Winkie and see how old he was. Chris Winkie. How do you spell it? W-I-E-N-K-E. Chris Winkie. How old was he when he was drafted? He's 51 now. Damn. Early life, college football career. Winkie was the first Heisman Trophy winner to not be named a consensus All-American. Winkie was selected by the Carolina Panthers in the 4th round, 106th overall. In 2001, he was a starter for the Panthers, who finished 1-15. Jeez. All right, so he was drafted in 2001. When was he born? He was drafted in 2001, and he was born in 72. So he was 29. Damn. Okay. Yeah. So what was the thing here? Going back to the 2010 draft. Oh. That's why. This only goes back to 2010. So yeah, that was all the way back. What's up, Sports Hub? Sports Hub said, what's this room? Was this a MASH show? Titan Yuko said, isn't Herbert on his final year of his rookie contract? I do believe you are correct, sir. Let's see. We can check Spot Track. We can check it, Cersei. Let's see. They've changed the look of their website a bit. I see you, Spot Track. I see you guys looking all fancy. Too bad your search field doesn't. Oh, there it goes. Too bad your search field doesn't work, you dumb dicks. Yeah. So no, he just signed that deal. When did he sign that? Boop. Signed a 5-year contract with the Chargers, including. Yeah. When did he sign that? I forgot. Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm-mm. 2023 was his rookie extension. So this year. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. So he signed a 5-year extension. That's right. Don't be confusing me, bro. Don't be confusing me, Titan Hugo. All right. Let's get to it. We've got more shit to get to. Okay. Real quick, one more sports thing, and then we're going to get back to our draft, all right? Yeah, real quick, we're going to get this in real quick. I wanted to get to that Aaron Boone ejection, but we're not going to have time to do it and get this draft in. That Aaron Boone ejection is crazy, man. Baseball is just, oh boy, it's crazy. If you didn't see it, I don't know that we're going to get to it this week, but maybe we'll get to it tomorrow is Thursday. Well, we got Dez joining us to talk Astros and MLB. And I got a guest, Carolina Sanchez from the Nightcap on Fox 26, is going to be joining me in the 4 o'clock hour. We might be able to get to it. Maybe we'll get to that tomorrow. but we got Reggie Bush already. Bush. We got Reggie Bush out of the way. We got a lot of good headlines in. The Yankees lose. Don't know if you saw this, but the Athletic, every year the Athletic does a poll
anonymously. They get on my poll. Every year the Athletic does a poll similar to your boy. I do polls and y'all get on my poll. But their poll is obviously a lot bigger than mine. And their poll is an anonymous NBA player poll. This year, they asked all the players to vote LeBron or Jordan as the GOAT. They wanted to know who's the most overrated player. Who do they think the finals favorite's going to be? So they launched their first NBA player poll in 2019. They asked 127 players to answer questions and whatnot and got some. Now, I want to show you one of the results. This question was, who's the GOAT? Who is the greatest player of all time? Actually, you know what? Let's start with their first one. Who's the MVP? Hey! Josh said, I can't get Twitch to have a consistent stream. Keeps chopping up. So, Josh, everybody keeps saying that. I'm only streaming at 1080p, 30 frames a second. Rendering is fine. So you can see, like, mine, and this is going on the same. So this is on my Wi-Fi. And that is using the same feed that I'm sending out the stream to. Oh, wow, look at that inception. This is the same feed that I'm sending out, and I'm also on Wi-Fi